Erich, I have another story along those same lines. When I was a little girl, I always wanted to know what my husband was going to look like. Before I'd go to bed at night, I'd concentrate real hard and hope that I'd have a dream. And I'd never get a face, no matter how hard I tried. And it was very important to me. My parents had raised me. They'd never bothered telling me about work or anything like that. I was, you know, husband and children was, you know, the way my life was to be. And so finding out what my husband looked like was important because I wanted to make sure I found the right one. Well, I had totally forgotten that, you know, and grew up and found myself on my wedding night. My husband had gone sound asleep without consummating the marriage because when I had found out about Baba, of course, you know, Baba says you must be celibate outside of marriage. So the night before the marriage, you know, my future husband wanted to consummate the marriage, and I said, no way, we're not married yet. So maybe he was paying me back that night. But here we were in bed, our wedding night. We had a lovely Baba marriage at 6 in the morning on the rocks in Long Beach. And we actually had our wedding reception at that restaurant that, where I had worked, you know, my other Baba story. A lovely reception and Baba music had been played and, you know, it was filled with Baba lovers. It was wonderful. Anyway, so that night, you know, I'm still, you know, happy from feeling like the new bride. And my husband goes sound asleep. And here I am, just still wired from, you know, the excitement of the day. And I'm laying down in bed with, you know, my eyes wide open, just, you know, all by myself, you know, mentally. And suddenly, I remember thinking back in the time when I was a little girl wanting to see what my husband looked like, and I was so excited. It was like, oh, I can see what he looks like now. So I sit straight up in bed, and I turn around, and it's Baba. And I got so nervous. My heart started beating fast. It was like, oh my God, I could not have seen that. That's impossible. I couldn't see Baba. That's amazing. That's never happened to me before. And I've got to look again. I've got to make sure. And I looked over again, and it was Baba. And I've never seen a vision of Baba since, but that was obviously well-timed.